Hello, everybody. Today on HPR, we're going to interview Tony Whitmore from the Ubuntu UK podcast about OggCamp 11, which is taking place on the weekend of August the 13th and 14th at Farnham in Surrey in the UK. Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm really excited to talk to one of the guys I listen to every week from the Ubuntu UK podcast and also representative of the OggCamp 11, Mr. Tony Whitmore.
Hi, Tony. Hey Ken, how you doing?
Not too bad.
It's nice to speak to you.
It's very funny to have somebody on the phone talking back to you when you're normally screaming, Tony, you're wrong!
Yeah, I get that a lot in the street sometimes.
You do. Oh, you're so famous. So, tell
no,
me,
I'm
is
so
this...
wrong?
Is it OggCast 11 or is it OggCamp 11 or OggCamp 11?
It's both. Fortunately, this year and last year, we were happy coincidence that the number in binary and the number of the year match up. What we'll do next year, if we do an event next year, who knows? But yeah, OggCamp 10, OggCamp 11. This is our third OggCamp, which we've done. And this year, we've taken it down south in the UK. The first one was in the Midlands. The second one was up in the north, up in Liverpool. And this time we brought it back down south. And it's in, say, as you said in the intro, it's in Farnham. The event is taking place at a venue called Farnham Maltings, which used to be a brewery. So we are literally organising an event in a brewery. Make your own jokes there. And that's in Surrey in the UK.
Okay, very good. So how did this whole OggCamp thing start?
Well, most of the people who are involved in the organisation of OggCamp, so that's the Ubuntu UK podcast crew and the Linux Outlaws guys and a few other kind of helpers, were big fans of Lug Radio, which you I know you used to listen to as well, but the one of the earlier Linux podcasts, and they used to do an annual event called Lug Radio Live. And in 2009, they did the last one, which was a one-day event, whereas previously it had been a two-day event. So what we said was, why don't we do our own little event on the Sunday, their event had been on Saturday, in a nearby hotel, and sort of tack it onto the end, and the guys came along, and we started OggCamp that way. And the next year, there was no Lug Radio Live at all, and everybody said, we've got to do OggCamp on 2 days. So no pressure there, but we did our best, and that was the Liverpool event.
Oh, fantastic. So you got it down south. Sick of those northerners, or
no? Well, there was no real reason to go to Wolverhampton once Lug Radio had stopped. And sorry if you live in Wolverhampton, but you know it's not the nicest place in the world. Liverpool was great. That was where Dan, who's where the Linux Outlaws guys is based, and he was able to do a lot of the donkey work around Liverpool. And this year, we decided we wanted to, you know, take some of the load off Dan, and it made sense to do it somewhere which is local to those of us who live in the south. And then next year, who knows, we'll be either back up in Liverpool or somewhere else.
Okay, cool. And this is a mashup between the Ubuntu UK podcast and the Linux Outlaws.
That's right. We've obviously got quite different audiences, and Dan and Fab, the Linux Outlaws, and us, the Ubuntu UK podcast, and we just thought, well, let's pool our resources and see what we can make of it.
Absolutely fantastic. I just want you both to know that, you all to know that I have been saving up brownie points all year for this. You know, every time,
really? Oh yes,
every time I'll take care of the kids, dear. But there's to be no debates about that weekend. Whenever it is, I'm going.
Wow, okay, that's no pressure on us then.
Not at all.
A really good weekend.
Not at all. No, believe me, I've been to the first two Lug Radio Lives. Wasn't able to make it over to the other two. And if I can guarantee you now, it's just such a good event when everybody comes together. So,
yeah.
I booked my flight. When do I need to arrive? Friday, Saturday morning? Tell me.
You can arrive whenever you like, of course. We will probably have some sort of event on the Friday evening. The actual official event is Saturday and Sunday. Uh-huh. But I should imagine we'll be getting together in a pub or some sort of, you know, watering hole near the venue on the Friday evening for just an informal get together. But we'll have to work that out a little bit closer to the time. And the event itself will kick off on Saturday morning. I think we're going to be opening the doors about 10:30 at Farnham Maltings. And the first sort of talk, I guess, will be at 11 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
And then it will go all the way through till 5 o'clock. And then I think I'm right in saying it's 11 o'clock on the Sunday morning again. And through till about 4 o'clock on Sunday for people who've got to head off home.
Okay, and will there be anything on the Sunday evening for people?
Again, Sunday evening, I'm sure we will have some sort of informal meet-up in a hotel or a pub or something like that. Farnham is a very nice little village in Surrey and has got a number of nice little pubs, so I'm sure they will be heavily used by the Odd Camp attendees. Saturday evening, again, we're hoping to do something a little bit more organised on Saturday evening, but we're not sure where, and we're still kind of looking into that. So these are the kind of the periphery events. The main Odd Camp event itself, we know pretty much what's going on the Saturday and the Sunday in terms of the format of the day. But okay. what we don't know is the schedule, because it's an on-conference type event.
Well, what's that?
Well, an on-conference event is an unscheduled conference, sometimes called bar camps, where we don't know in advance exactly what the weekend is going to entail. Now, this year, we are having a scheduled track of speakers and then two unscheduled tracks. So it means the people who are coming along to the event can bring, I don't know, either a talk or a workshop or just something that they wanted to do and wanted to kind of lead the way on, and so effectively have that incorporated into the event timetable.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that it's really what you make it. The event is what you make it and what you want to bring to it. We've had some great things, just great talks come out of the woodwork over the last couple of years that nobody really anticipated ahead of time, but people sort of volunteered them on the weekend, and they turned out to be some of the highlights of the weekend for people.
So exactly how does this work? I guess the doors open at 11, people mosey in, and what do? You write on a board somewhere what you want to talk. For example, I want to give a talk on how to, you know, do a podcast.
Okay. What we normally have is the first talk of the weekend is pre-arranged and pre-scheduled, yeah. And that gives everybody about an hour to feverishly behind the scenes sort out the schedule for the rest of the day. Yeah. Which we'll then make available. Now, we're looking into various options of how we can do that electronically, as well as, you know, on displays or posters or whatever it might be around the venue. So there'll be a number of different ways to find out what the schedule is. But yes, as you come through the door, you can volunteer a talk, and people can express their interest in going to that talk, and we'll try to prioritise the ones that have the most interest.
Okay, so will there be, you know, is somebody supposed to bring a laptop, USB stick? Is there going to be a beamer? How long do you have?
A mixture of slots. I think some of the shorter ones were about 30 minutes. But again, if there's two or three people who've only got 10 minutes they want to do each, then no reason why they can't combine their efforts and take a 30-minute slot. Some of the longer slots are 1 hour long, but we try to kind of balance a mixture of the two. There will be digital projectors provided, and if necessary, because some of the rooms are a little larger than others, there'll be a PA provided as well. Generally, speakers bring along their own laptop or tablet or whatever they want to use if they happen to want to be running slides. Some speakers, of course, just talk.
Okay. And are the for the people who can't come over, are the presentations going to be recorded and released?
That's the plan. We've got Alan Bell, who's leading up the AV crew, is planning to record all of the talks and make them available as soon as possible after mm-hmm. the event. I'm sure Alan will do a great job, but generally it's a very difficult thing to get all this content sort of uploaded and encoded or whatever. So there's always a bit of a delay after the event, and sometimes, you know, recordings get lost or whatever. So the only way to be sure to see all the best stuff that's going on Odd Camp is to turn up on the day.
Very good idea. Very good idea. So they'll be released, obviously, under a Creative Commons license of some sort, I guess.
Yeah, I should imagine so, yeah.
And how are you doing for attendees?
Very well. We've been a little bit taken aback about the number of people who've expressed an interest. One of the things we've done this year is to use Eventbrite, so people can just sign up for a ticket. Entry is free, we should say. We didn't mention that. But we do ask people just to sort of sign up on Eventbrite so that we know how many people are coming. We haven't done that the last couple of years, and we've all been really shocked and surprised, pleasantly, about how many people have expressed an interest in coming to Odd Camp this year. So we've had to make another couple of batches of tickets available, and that's meant sort of, you know, swapping rooms around around and trying to make make the most of the space that we've got available to us. So if you're interested in signing up for a ticket, you can go to ogcamp11.eventbrite.com, and that's Bright, B-R-I-T-E. Mm-hmm. It's also linked from our homepage at ogcamp.org.
And there will be a link in the show notes for this episode.
Ah, brilliant. Excellent. So if you're interested in coming along, you can sign up for a ticket there. If for some reason you find out later that you're unable to make it, if you let us know, we can release that ticket to somebody else. At the moment, there are still tickets available, but they've been going down quite quickly. If you let us know if you're not able to make it, we can make that ticket available.
And yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. And so once this is filled up, that's it. There's no more tough turning people away.
We've got a fire limit on the venue, so we'll let people in up to that fire limit. Obviously, we're going to make sure the people who have signed up for tickets are going to be able to get in first. If there is somebody who turns up on the day and there's space, and then we're not going to turn them away because it's a community event, and it's not Rolling Stones concert or something like that. Yes. We're trying to get as many people included as possible. But yeah, if you let us know you're planning on coming, it's the best way to be guaranteed that you can get in.
So. At Lug Radio Live 1 and 2, there was a sort of exhibitor area in the halls and around the place. Do you do something like that?
We're hoping to. We have done in previous years, but rather than commercial exhibitors, as in I'm from a company X and here's my stand with a vertical banner and some leaflets, they're more kind of community oriented. So they're people who have invented cool things using Arduinos, or there was a text message controlled bubble machine last year, for example. There were guys who were helping people install Ubuntu on their laptops. And some, I think OpenSUSE had a desk and things there. So we don't know, again, we don't know exactly who's going to be there because it's still, a couple of months out, 3 months out from the event. And if people are interested in having a stand, they can get in touch with us. Best is to email ogcamp@ubuntu-uk.org and we can try and sort you out with a table.
That's fantastic. I think you are aware already that HPR are interested in having a table at that event.
Indeed. I think you're on our list, so that's good. And it is pretty much just a table. All the exhibitors get the same. It's not like a big corporate event. You get a wallpaper table, essentially, and you can do with that pretty much what you like.
Cool. Is there power at the table? Will there be network cables or network available?
There should be power. We're not sure about the network yet. We're still talking to the venue about whether there's internet connectivity that we can use or whether we've got to try and provide some of our own. Same goes for Wi-Fi. It's obviously useful if we're doing electronic scheduling and things, but it's also, difficult to do and difficult to do well.
Yeah. Okay, that is fantastic. Just some information for people who are traveling. How do you get from Heathrow or their main airports over to Farnham?
Well, there are good rail links from London out to Farnham. It's pretty near Gatwick Airport, and it's not so far from Heathrow, and it's even reasonably close from Southampton Airport. So if you're flying from Europe, there are a number of different options that you can fly in on. The train links are pretty good, for say, from London. It's pretty well connected by road as well, so if you were going to hire a car or something. Other options are bus, and I think there's some pretty good bus routes as well down from London, sort of by using the local bus routes and that sort of thing. And I'm sure you could cycle or walk as well.
And all this, of course, will be on the website, I guess.
Yeah, there's some information up there at the moment, and we're hoping to get more information up there as we get it confirmed ourselves.
Okay, fantastic. And what about accommodation? Do you have any rates or special rates range with hotels, or is it just come as you find a spot?
We have a what we're calling a suggested hotel. We haven't got a formal arrangement with a hotel, but mm-hmm. The one we are suggesting is the Premier Inn in Aldershot, which is about 3 miles up the road. So it's not directly on the doorstep, but it's a reasonable quality hotel for a reasonable rate. They were, last time I checked, they were doing rooms for double rooms for about £44 for Saturday night, for example. So that's pretty good. There are other hotels in Farnham itself which have got the advantage that you can just stagger there at the end of the night if you want to, but they tend to be a lot posher and therefore a lot more expensive. So if you are well-heeled, then, you know, make your own selection of hotel. And there are some good folks who are actually camping. They're taking the camp in Og Camp literally and camping out in various places nearby.
Oh, very good. And what's the transport arrangements between that hotel in Aldershot and whatever? How much would a taxi run you?
A taxi would probably be just a handful of pounds, so I'm guessing probably £4 or £5. The obviously, if you share that between a number of people, then it, you know, obviously goes down quite dramatically. Yeah. It's about £3 on the train. There's a good train link from Aldershot train station down to Farnham train station. I think that's £3 return even, so, you know, it's not very much at all.
Fantastic.
But then again, there's only a 3-mile walk, so if you fancy a nice brisk morning walk, it'll take you about 45 minutes to an hour to walk down the road.
Okay. Absolutely cool. I am really, really looking forward to it. And I'm looking for volunteers to come and help us with that booth. As you know, Cold Cruncher has a conference pack that she prepares for HPR going to these events. So hopefully we'll have that with stickers. We have HPR stickers. We have HPR tickets for people, T-shirts for people who want to come. And there might be some other goodies as well. So I'll definitely be there. If people want to come and help out on the day, that would be great. And speaking of helping out, is there any way that do you need helpers or people to come and help out on the day?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for people to help out on the crew. And to be honest, volunteering to be part of the crew is a really great way to get to know people. I've been there myself before. In fact, I think the first Lug Radio Live I went along to, I didn't really know anybody else there. And being on the crew is a great way to actually get to know some of these people, start to form friendships. And then as you go back year after year, you've got people that you can say hello to and have a good chat with. So, yes, so if you're interested in helping out, email ogcamp@ubuntu-uk.org, same address as before, and say you're interested in being on the crew. And then Dan from Linux Outlaws, who's in charge of the crew, will add you to his list and get in touch a little bit nearer the time. But we'll look after people who can, you know, carry boxes, maybe help set up some AV equipment or video cameras, or just generally supervise a room as well, make sure that nobody's, you know, running off with a projector or something like that.
Do you need people to bring some kit, stands, cameras, laptops, screens, that sort of thing?
We may do. Most of it's been provided by the venue, and I think we've probably got most of all the other bits and bobs that we need. But if you're on the crew and you say that, you know, this is an area of your interest, you're interested in running the PA, and that maybe you've got some kit that you could bring along, then let us know, and then we'll incorporate that into our plans.
Fantastico. I don't have any more questions. Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
The only thing I can think of is that one of the things we haven't talked about is that we do a live podcast recording. The Linux Outlaws and the Ubuntu UK guys, we all get on the stage and we do a joint podcast recording, which is then released as part of our regular podcast schedule. The Linux Outlaws guys release the Rude version with all the swearing in it. And not that there's a huge amount of swearing, but occasionally something slips out. And then we have to do the family-friendly, cleaned-up version on Ubuntu UK. So a lot of people enjoy listening to both versions to see if they can work out what the differences are.
Fantastic.
But yes, so we do that. So that's the best way to get that particular aspect of the content after the show. And it's good fun. And I hope that I will see as many of you there, including you, Ken, but as many of your HPR listeners as possible.
And people can follow you on Twitter and Identica, I guess.
Yep, we are OgCamp on Twitter and Identica, and there you can from there you can see the accounts of all the individual presenters and the podcasts.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much, and you've heard it here, folks, and I hope to see you all in person at OgCamp 11.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.